KOW News Time is 8:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has acknowledged that Republicans missed the deadline to pass new abortion restrictions after protesters shouted down lawmakers before the special legislative session's deadline. The acknowledgement came after senators from both parties met privately with Dewhurst. Protesters erupted 15 minutes before midnight when Republicans suspended an 11-hour filibuster staged by Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis. A crowd of a few hundred people had swelled to about 1,000, and Bruce Banner exited the rotunda and riled the crowd.
These people don't believe in governing. They believe in dominating, and they've got to be stopped.
People packed all four floors of the Capitol Rotunda and stood on the outside steps with chants and picket signs. Davis from Fort Worth began her filibuster at 11:18 yesterday morning. One of the things she did was read letters from women who also opposed the Republican plan.
It makes me very sad as a sixth-generation Texan to see my home state moving back to the 1950s. I've seen the 1950s, and I don't want to go back there.
Official computer records and printouts showed the vote took place early this morning after the midnight deadline, then were changed to read Tuesday. The bill, which did not pass, would have essentially closed most abortion clinics in Texas. Shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Voting Rights Act cannot be enforced, the Texas Secretary of State's office announced photo identification is required to vote and what can be used as proof. The Department of Public Safety has announced taking voter ID pictures starting today. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information. The Bryan City Council had just enough members to hold a meeting last night. Work conflicts kept Mayor Jason Bienski and Councilman Art Hughes and Greg Owens from attending. The four who were there unanimously approved all the action items. Councilman Paul Madison responded to comments from a citizen opposed to giving the Downtown Bryan Association another $40,000 through the end of September.
They will be taking over a number of entities downtown, whereas these functions were previously provided by employees of the city of Bryan.
The additional money raises the pay of the new executive director, adds two managers, and hires four interns. City manager Keene Register says that there has been no reduction of city employees as the result of the DBA amended agreement. More parking is headed to the Brazos County Expo. County commissioners yesterday approved a joint funding plan to convert 6 acres. Expo manager Tom Quarles says the limestone rock surface will be finished in time for the Brazos Valley Fair the weekend after Labor Day.
It'll be adjacent to what we call the fair lot or the carnival lot. That was the last lot that was added in our phase two construction. We think it's critical for our growth, and we're not going to be able to put lights on it because of lack of money at this time, but hopefully in the next year we'll get enough money in the capital budget to be able to put the electricity and the lighting in.
There are three funding sources: the Expo's expansion account, hotel occupancy tax money, and the fair. A&M officials have announced a September memorial service for Reveille 7. The retired mascot, also known as First Lady of Aggieland, will be honored in Reed Arena the evening of September 6th. Rev 7, a 12-year-old American Collie, had been retired more than 5 years when she died May 30th. Members of a broad-based committee planning the ceremony say they intentionally scheduled the service when students return for the fall semester. For the uneducated, Reveille is the highest-ranking member of the Corps of Cadets. When she's in class and barks while the professor's teaching, the class has to be dismissed immediately. Officials have not announced a date for Reveille 7's burial outside the north entrance to Kyle Field, facing the scoreboard. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced funding 22 agencies starting July 1st. The process, used to screen 27 applicants and the final list, can be found online at WTAW.com. President Andy Martin says $350,000 is going towards organizations aligned with the United Way's priorities of health, financial stability, and education.
We had 30 volunteers that reviewed applications. They were divided into five different teams that reviewed teams of about five or six applications. They spent about 600 hours reviewing the documents that were prepared, as well as meeting to discuss them and then visiting 20 plus agencies. and then meeting again to make final recommendations.
Another $63,000 will go to the 211 Texas Information and Referral Center, the Financial Fitness Center, and Goal Savers initiatives. Energy exploration in northern Brazos County is at a level not seen in 30 years.
It reminds me of the 80s when we had the big oil boom and they were leasing Brian Woodbine unit, and it's getting crowded in the office again. It's good to see. So they're bringing in revenue and to the county, and it's going to be good for the county.
County Clerk Karen McQueen, who recalls crowds when she joined the office in 1981, says last month they made 27,000 copies of land records, charging $1 per page for those acquiring mineral rights from landowners.
What they're doing is releasing land rights from the owners, and of course that means the taxing authorities will be able to get their share once the wells are drilled and they start producing.
Those coming to the county clerk's office say the activity is expected to continue for the next 18 to 24 months. And today is the anniversary of the all-time high usage of electricity in Texas.
66,500 megawatts on June 26 last year.
Robbie Searcy with the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says by comparison, daily consumption this week has exceeded 60,000 megawatts. ERCOT has started issuing reminders to set air conditioners a few degrees higher between 3 and 7 p.m. Peak usage normally happens in August. WTAW News Time is 8:13. It's 78 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click myaggieroofer.com and remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks so much for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. We're asking for you to vote for us again. You can find the link at TXTraders.com.
8:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid-70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear, lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nancy Berry joins us this morning. Relatively warm. Do you like how he says that?
Yeah. You know, when I was a newlywed, we were living in Arizona, and, you know, how hot it is in the summer and it's dry. And, you know, it's 117, 118. The front part of the paper that gives you the weather, it says continued warm.
Warm, yeah. Warm.
I mean, so 100 is just mildly warm.
Sure. All things are relative.
Yeah.
All things are relative.
Yeah. All right, it's time now for Jethro Trivia, of course. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. The mayor is kind enough to come in and talk about other stuff, but she's really just here to play Jethro Trivia.
You know, when I wake up every other Wednesday, I get so excited. I am going to get to play Jethro Trivia. It's the highlight of my week. Yeah,
that may be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Well, when you consider what she has to deal with, you know, there's no controversy involved here. You don't have to argue with anybody. It's just you give your answer, and it's either right or it's wrong.
No Jay Sokol or
That's
anything.
It, right. Okay. So here we go. It's,
You okay there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. We had her her headphones all wrapped up. Okay, today our topic is metrosexual fast food. Metrosexual fast food.
Oh, my goodness.
Given the rise in locally grown artisan foods, fast food companies are now doing what? A, closing. B, supersizing. C, changing their menus. Or D, making their food look imperfect. Once again, given the rise in locally grown artisan foods, fast food companies are now doing what? Closing. That's A. B, supersizing. C, changing their menus. Or D, making their food look imperfect. Kevin.
Making their food look imperfect.
All right. Kat.
I can't believe you said the word metrosexual.
Why?
Just because you made such a big deal when I said hetero the other day. Anyway, my choice is number C.
Okay.
My choice is number C.
That'd be changing their menus?
Well, or, you know, they now have a side of fruit and salads.
Yeah.
I've seen, McDonald's say, 20 items under 200 calories or 300 calories. So I think they're just kind of repackaging.
The answer is making their food look imperfect.
Oh.
People, it already looks imperfect.
People are becoming more interested in handmade artisan foods, so fast food chains like McDonald's and Domino's hiring food engineers to make their food look homemade. Now, I've noticed this on the McDonald's ads for their upscale hamburger, I forget what it's called, and the patty doesn't look, exactly round. It does kind of look like somebody, smushed it with their hands or something. Americans still love their fast food and packaged snacks, but they increasingly are turning their nose up at food that looks overly processed. Home-cooked meals, or ones that at least look like they were homemade, seem to be more wholesome and authentic. All right, yeah. So there you go. So maybe the chicken McNuggets will look less perfect from now on.
See, that's what I was thinking. They try to make it look like it's, you make it at your house.
And you see, and you think about it now, if you think about it, that is the allure of the Famous Bowl.
Absolutely.
Because it is thrown together.
Famous Bowls taste really good.
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
I like them a lot.
White gravy or brown gravy?
They only offer brown gravy. Okay. They don't have white gravy.
How about you, Mayor? What do you think of the Famous Bowl? Have you had one yet?
Okay. It's kosher, right? Maybe not. I don't think so.
She's looking at me going, I don't know what a Famous Bowl is. A Famous Bowl is from Kentucky Fried Chicken, where they take
juicy pieces of chicken.
Mashed potatoes.
It's a big pile of failure.
Bits of sweet corn and some gravy and cheese. Some cheese.
Don't forget the cheese.
And
that's right.
It wouldn't be kosher if there's cheese in
meat. Oh, right. That's true.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it worked with cheese and poultry, if it was only cheese and, beef products.
No, but meat.
But okay. Even if
it you could get it without the cheese, huh?
No, that's not a Famous Bowl.
Then it's not a Famous Bowl.
Here's my problem. Is they give you this food in a bowl with a spoon at a drive-in window. Now, you see, nothing good can happen in the next 5 miles. Only bad things will happen to you.
I guess unless you park in the parking
lot. Well, and how many are going to do that? It's like, I'm talking on the phone. Let me pull over and take the phone
you
call.
You don't have to go through the drive-through. I ordered it at the restaurant, and then I sat at a table whenever I tried it. I'm just saying. I know some people eat in restaurants.
I think I do. I do eat in restaurants.
I don't like how you said that,
Scott. Believe the last time I sat inside a Kentucky Fried Chicken, I was about 19. But
I was waiting on that.
Better eating in a restaurant than in a restroom.
That was the year they opened, by the way.
Yes, as a matter of fact, right about that.
The Colonel that served him.
It's it.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a story. Colonel Sanders' white suit sold at auction yesterday for $21,000.
What did it smell like?
I don't know. Hey!
Seven herbs and spices, I'm guessing.
Whatever it was. All right, anyway. All right, so moving on now. It's 8:20. You guys and gals got a pretty big deal you're needing to sign off on with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and A&M agreement.
Yes, we do.
This is, I think this is really trailblazing. I mean, I could see other universities in towns of similar size saying, hey, this may be a template that we can follow.
Yeah. We're going to get access to the facilities, and that's going to allow us to bring in larger conventions and stuff. So what we're doing is with our unallocated hot funds, it's hotel occupancy tax, mm-hmm. We're this getting to have the CVB secure this access to A&M facilities, you know, like Reed Arena, MSC, you know, Rudder Theater, that kind of thing.
And to hear Hunter Goodwin talk, we had him on, I guess, yesterday talking about this. I mean, we went from whatever it was to, for the facility itself, no cost for the facility. Obviously, there's staff and other considerations, but this would seem to put Bryan College Station in a tremendous position to be able to bring some pretty big organizations in here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's another part of the deal besides we have the agreement with the CVB,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another agreement between Texas A&M, the CVB, and College Station.
Okay,
and that's basically to ensure that the same unallocated College Station hot funds will continue to go to A&M for the entire 30 years of the agreement.
That means what? If something happened with the CVB changing or yeah, whatever?
Yeah, then College Station would pick up.
You're guaranteeing the yeah. amount again.
Yes.
I guess, is it. And it's a 30-year agreement.
Yes.
Is that right? Now, the number they're bandying about is about $36 million.
Right.
Can you give us an idea, breaking that down, as to how much of that is going to be hot money or hot tax stuff? Because, I guess, let's back up for a second. The legislature has increased that, so that number is going to get bigger. What, 0.75%?
Yes.
So if let's break that money down. How much of that is going to come from HOT, and how much of it is going to have to come from someplace else?
All of it's coming from HOT.
Okay.
Okay. $22 million is expected to come from that 0.75%.
Okay.
And $14 million will come from College Station's unallocated HOT tax.
Okay.
So it's all coming from HOT tax. And
well, we can't see into the future. We have to believe there'll be more hotels built, but that's unallocated money. What has that money been doing in the past in College Station, then, the unallocated hot tax money?
We built two new soccer fields with artificial turf, lighted soccer fields. It goes to you know, support some parks, things that, you know, with softball tournaments that come in,
okay.
and soccer tournaments that come in.
So kind of grow the whole idea of the heads and beds
right.
type concept. So in other words, nobody's going to be losing any of that money because it's going to be going to A&M because of this stadium project.
Correct.
Okay.
And not a penny of it from citizens. It's only those who come and stay in the hotel that get taxed.
Unless you're having to get your house worked on and you have to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Hey, you always got to figure those out.
And there's one other thing to tell you about. Then there's another agreement between A&M and Brazos County related to the revenues generated by the 0.75%, because they're collecting the countywide tax for the 0.75%.
Saw a thing in the paper this morning, just a headline. I didn't even read the story, that the city is going to maybe look at payday lending type companies. You and I had discussed this back, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, because the state legislature decided they weren't going to act on it. They kind of thought that cities could do a better job. As one member of council, how do you feel about looking into, or I don't want to say governing necessarily, but your overview of the payday loan business?
Well, the payday loan business is not fair. I mean,
okay, all right, yeah.
I mean, it's usurious. I mean, it's just awful. We had it before council a couple of months ago.
I'll correct you to say it could be awful. It can be awful. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, because in all cases it might not be, but it can be awful.
Okay, and we looked at it. We passed a resolution asking the state legislature to do something about it. What we've been told is that cities that go after the payday lenders end up getting sued and end up losing. And so you know, hopefully the state legislature will take it up again in 15.
Okay, throw it back to them. RB Alley is leaving, so you need a new fire chief. And tell me how we are with that process now, and then also, obviously, the city manager situation.
Yeah, well, RB left Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Merrill has appointed Eric Hurt as our interim fire chief.
He was your fire marshal, is that right?
That's correct, and he was an assistant fire chief as well. I expect the search to begin within a week or so. Not sure how long it'll take. The city will utilize a firm to perform a limited amount of assistance, such as advertising the position and bringing in qualified candidates.
And as far as city manager?
Same thing. We just selected Strategic Government Resources to head the search firm for us. Contract is being finalized, and the entire process should take at the most several months.
Okay. Fair to say first quarter of next year, would that be 7 months, 8 months?
Oh, we hope we'll have someone, you know, before
that. Oh, really? Okay. So maybe before the end of the year?
Yeah, that would be our hope.
Yeah. Well, again, you've got so many things that are going on right now. There's so many irons in the fire. I know that you need to get going and get that stuff going on. Anything else on your radar this morning?
Well, if you're interested in running for city council in
November.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I am not going to run for city council.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's because you don't live in the city.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just cheating.
Yeah.
We're hosting a free seminar on Monday, July 1st, to tell you what being a council member is all about.
The seminar is called "Do You Really Think You Want to Do This?" Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. You'll learn about issues facing the city, the Open Meetings Act, possible conflicts of interest, the role of city staff, and more. And it'll be in City Hall, 7 to 8 p.m.
Now, you ought to put that online.
Yeah.
Talk to Sokol about that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Give Sokol one more thing to do.
Yeah. And candidate filing begins July 27th, and the election day is November 5th.
Be here before you know it.
Yeah. More information is online at cstx.gov/elections.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
An unwelcome surprise. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy was more sluggish than previously thought at the beginning of the year. The Commerce Department now says the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of just 1.8% in the first quarter. The prior estimate was 2.4%. The main reason for the sharp downward revision is personal consumption not being as strong as originally thought. How much value do you get from your cable TV? A lot of people are taking a harder look at cable bills. Nearly half of those who responded to a new CouponCabin.com poll say they consider cable to be a waste of money, but viewers are still reluctant to cut the cord. Just 11% of respondents said they used to subscribe to cable or satellite, but don't anymore. Take precautions with your tablet and smartphone. Juniper Network says more than 250,000 malicious mobile apps are circulating now. More than 90% of the malware is designed to attack Android devices. Stock market futures are pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV. I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks so much for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. We're asking for you to vote for us again. You can find the link at TXTraders.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The state of Texas now requires photo identification to vote. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Voting Rights Act cannot be enforced until Congress comes up with a new way of determining which states and localities require close federal monitoring of elections. The Texas Secretary of State's office has posted a list of what are acceptable forms of voter photo ID, and the Department of Public Safety has announced the start of taking voter ID pictures starting today. More information on both are on our website at WTAW.com. A bill that would effectively close most abortion clinics in Texas has been killed. Starting at 11:18 yesterday morning, a state senator attempted to block passage of SB 5. One of the things done by Democrat Wendy Davis of Fort Worth was to read letters from women who are also opposed to the Republican plan.
Respect is not closing most of the abortion clinics in the state and calling it an improvement in women's health. Respect is not trying to create a de facto ban on abortion when safe and legal abortion is supported by the clear majority of Texans.
While lawmakers inside the state capitol in Austin argued over parliamentary procedure in the moments leading up to midnight last night, hundreds gathered outside the building to debate abortion. Patrick Kyle was one of them.
To me, it seems the child is just the same in value, development, and dignity a day before it's born as it is a day after it's born.
The crowd swelled from a few hundred to nearly 1,000 by about 1 in the morning, and protesters erupted 15 minutes before midnight when Republicans suspended Davis's 11-hour filibuster. Davis and protesters eventually got their wishes. Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says Republicans missed the deadline to pass the new abortion restrictions. The acknowledgement came after senators from both parties met privately with Dewhurst. No City of Bryan employees are losing their jobs as the result of an amendment agreement with the Downtown Bryan Association. The City Council last night gave the DBA another $40,000 to add two full-time positions for interns and give its executive director a $31,000 pay raise. Councilman Paul Madison says that's for work that has been done in the past by city employees.
The DBA organization will also be the entity that's in charge of the Texas Red program that we will have coming up later on this year.
DBA will also be in charge of managing the Palace Theater and will keep revenue collected from the venue. The city will collect revenue from the Reds Festival. There's optimism of additional tax revenue coming into Brazos County from the energy sector. County Clerk Karen McQueen says her office has been jammed with people getting copies of land records who are acquiring mineral rights.
We get new people in every day, and we're explaining how the systems work, and they're fighting for a room at a table. They're sitting on the floor, so we're really happy to have them back.
McQueen says the activity is in the northern part of the county.
Down OSR or Tabor Road or 2223, you're seeing pumping rigs, you know, all over, drilling rigs. Actually, it's really pretty at night because it's all lit up, but they are starting to really hit the county.
McQueen says it's not been this busy since she started with the clerk's office in 1981. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas says hot weather historically takes place in August, but for the third consecutive year, there has been near record electric usage in June.
We saw this milestone in early June, both last year and the previous year.
Daily consumption has exceeded 60,000 megawatts. The all-time record was on this day last year at 66,500 megawatts. ERCOT reminds consumers to conserve electricity between 3 and 7 p.m. A major project preceding the second annual Brazos Valley Fair has been approved. Brazos County Expo Manager Tom Quarles received the green light from the County Commission yesterday to convert 6 acres to a parking lot with limestone rock.
As soon as the contract's signed, they should be able to begin immediately, and it's about a 30 or 40 day project. So it'll be ready for the 2013 fair.
The new lot is expected to reduce the number of fairgoers who will ride a shuttle.
Last year, we did have to use a park and ride for Saturday, and so this year I'm sure we're going to have the park and ride again at the Health Science Center, but at least we'll be able to accommodate 300 or 400 more on site.
Coral says for this year the lot will not be lighted, but there are plans to make that happen next year. More than $410,000 has been allocated by United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Andy Martin says 27 applications were reviewed by 30 volunteers who were divided into 5 teams. 22 will share $350,000 starting July 1st.
It's been a very exciting process in the way that we've had a volunteer-driven process. This isn't anything that was decided by just staff or just the board. There were lots of other volunteers involved in then making a final recommendation.
Online at WTAW.com is a list of the agencies and the process used by the grant committee. 3 more programs, the Goal Savers Initiatives, the 211 Texas Information and Referral Center, and the Financial Fitness Center, will share another $63,000. A memorial service for the retired First Lady of Aggieland has been set for the first Friday evening in September. Reveille 7 passed away May 30th following 5 years of retirement. The 12-year-old American Collie served between 2001 and 2008. With students back on campus for the fall semester, Rev 7 will be honored September 6th. Officials have not announced burial arrangements and space reserved outside the north entrance to Kyle Field facing the scoreboard. A tradition dating back to 1931 when the Corps of Cadets cared for a dog who'd been hit by a car and who barked when she heard a bugler playing Reveille. She's now the highest-ranking member of the Corps. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Secure on-site document shredding is now available thanks to Brazos Valley Recycling's advanced mobile service. All shredding is done at your location and always visible by you, eliminating the chance of confidential papers being seen by others. It's easy. Just place your documents in the supplied locked container, call when full, and watch as it only takes 40 seconds to shred. Secure, convenient, affordable. Learn more at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Playing words with friends with the mayor.
No, I'm kidding.
8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid 70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear, lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What was that little noise? That's a cool little noise.
That doo-doo? I don't know. Okay. It's not here.
Wasn't you?
I think that's you.
I think it was me, but I didn't realize it was me. So, but it stopped now.
That's a cool little noise.
That's what happens when somebody makes a, like, if they like some one of the stories that I post on the Facebook, on our News Talk page. Mm-hmm. If they like it or if they comment, it makes a boop boop.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how to turn it off. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's okay. It's something new and different. Okay. Everything is right with the world
because
once again, Betty Gold with the Elizabeth Lutheran Church in Caldwell has brought by the goodies to give away for their big Wednesday, July the 3rd fireworks display.
Have you been out there for that?
No.
It's one of the neater fire. I mean, it is like old school, small town.
Yeah, I understand.
Love it.
We have, and I don't know, it's been, we've probably been doing this for 10 years, you know, giving stuff
yep.
away. And I was just telling the mayor that one time we did a most expense paid trip.
To Caldwell?
Yeah, because, you know, you had to get over there. But, I mean, once you got there, everything was paid for. And I think the next year we did an all expense paid trip. We rented a car and people could use the car to get over to Caldwell.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, it was fun. But anyway, and Kat, you might enjoy this. This is, they do music, they do hamburgers and hot dogs
and
ice cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's even would be worth going to sleeping in the middle of the day just to enjoy it. I'm really excited about the Brazos Valley Symphony. I'm a big fan.
Well, no, this one is different, though. This is the one in Caldwell.
Oh, you're not talking about the
Bush Library. Well, no, that one, you know, we know about this. But, you know, for instance, not this week, but you know, we're going, well, I don't know. We need to do it pretty quick, don't we? Let me see. Oh, no, we got next week. Okay. For instance, $20 in food and game coupons redeemable there.
Yep.
You can do the castle slide combo. They've got a raffle. They have the fireworks, all that stuff. It's fun. Anyway, we'll give those packages away. Prize packages. That's what they are. And so they were just delivered this morning, so I'm pretty jazzed about that, if you can't tell that we got that. Here's what we're going to be giving away. Here we go. $25 gas coupon to Zip-In Food Store in Caldwell. A dozen kolaches from the kolache capital in Caldwell. I may just take that one.
No, sir.
Okay.
not unless you're sharing.
No, okay. They got a chicken fried steak dinner for two plus soft drinks at the Longhorn Bar and Grill. I mean, it's good stuff. All right. We'll put that away and do it later. In the meantime, see if this makes you feel old. It's not just you. Lots of young people are complaining of poor memory, decreased cognitive skills, and other symptoms associated with old age or dementia. Experts are calling it, you ready? Digital dementia.
Digital dementia.
Yep.
Love it.
And they say those of us who rely too heavily on technology are at risk. They say some teenagers are so plugged in that they actually forget everyday details, such as their own phone number. Really? Although we're all prone to digital dementia, children and young adults are extra at risk because their brains are still developing. Experts warn that heavy users are likely to develop the left side of their brains, leaving the right side untapped and underdeveloped. It'll be like a vast wasteland.
That's like their artistic side.
Digital overload is also linked with emotional underdevelopment in young brains. Okay. So in other words, we had to come up with some sort of an explanation for people's bad behavior. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I think that's what we're talking about here, is people just behaving badly. The story we had yesterday about the lady who was on the phone on the airplane and got kicked off. What was wrong?
With her kid there.
Right, with her two-year-old kid while she's dropping F-bombs on everybody. But she needed to be on her phone. I mean, don't you get it? It doesn't matter what else is going on in the world. You need to be on your phone. And as far as not knowing phone numbers, that's getting personal. I mean, I know that there are plenty of phone numbers that I can't remember. There's no doubt about that.
Do you remember, though, everybody knew everybody's phone number? You don't have to anymore because it's in your phone.
Sure, that's exactly right. Yeah, you go, oh, what's her number?
I just got a new phone. If you put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what my new number is on my own phone.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
I had the same number for years. It went away.
Oh. That is bad.
And so now it's, hang on, I'll look in my phone to find out what my own number is.
So what, have you changed phone numbers and you didn't tell me? Is that it?
No, I gave you the update on that.
Oh, okay. Oh, when did you do that?
Couple months ago.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I still don't know it, though.
No.
Are you suffering from digital forgetfulness,
No, I'm
Scott?
Just
That's
stupid.
It, digital dementia. Digital stupid.
Take me camping.
Now, tell me, who can resist that? And at RV Station's huge 4th of July sale in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Why a free 4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28 VHS bunkhouse. This one has all the options, folks. Just $18,995. Stock number 1546. If a motorhome's more your style, get a brand new Jayco Redhawk Class C double slider, folks. Travel in style and take $19,500 off MSRP. Just $67,995. Stock number 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Don't be silly. Come to RV Station.
See, even a child knows where to shop. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, a work of the BCS Church of Christ. You can learn more about the services and work of the BCS Church of Christ at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Have you ever wondered why there are thousands of different teachings and confusing doctrines within the religious world? Have you ever wondered why there are hundreds and hundreds of totally opposite views within churches, yet there is but one Bible? It doesn't make any sense, does it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, the inspired penman said that we should all speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among you. Why not visit the BCS Church of Christ as we strive to simply be pure New Testament Christians, not going to the right or to the left, but seeking rather to imitate and be the first century church? The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Okay, it's 8:48. Here it is. This morning on the Today Show.
Morning. It's nice
Good morning,
to see you.
Dear. It's nice to be here.
You were going to be here Friday. You basically said you were exhausted. You told me you were distraught. How are you doing today?
It's hard for me to even find the word, Matt, that I was feeling. I was just overwhelmed. I was in a state of shock.
She looks like death warmed over.
Well,
I mean,
they question why?
No. I'm a little bit, I'm glad she came on, but now I'm going to play the skeptical card, okay? Excuse me. They know how to make her look good, okay? She's on television a whole lot. But they messed up her hair, and they did.
So you think they made her look frazzled on purpose?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be that way. And again, they shouldn't have taken her off the air. She did something stupid, but they shouldn't have taken her off the air. And now she's coming.
Well, they
off.
Asked her if she had ever used the M word in her whole life.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
You know, if this would all been avoided if she decided to just lie.
Well, but don't. No, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she didn't. I don't think she should lie. But again, you don't take her off her air, don't take her off the air for having done that. You let the marketplace decide. I like that. I like the marketplace in just about anything. Let's let the market decide.
I agree with that.
And so we'll see. Hey, speaking of the market, that CBS miniseries Under the Dome that they jammed down our throat, remember?
Yep.
For like a month?
Yep.
Killer numbers.
Really?
Killer numbers on Monday night. 13 million viewers. And this is the most watched summer premiere on any network since 1992. That's almost before Cat was born. I mean, 1992.
What was it? Does it say?
What was the show?
Yeah,
I don't
in 92.
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying
what
to think back,
been.
And I got nothing.
I can't imagine what it would have been. And as you might have guessed, the last Stanley Cup did pretty well for NBC. 8 million people. 8 million. For
such
that.
A good hockey.
And again, for hockey, that is pretty good. So a student at Boston University. He's a terrier, a little terrier. Well, they are. They're the terriers. I don't know what else to say. Take a phone call. Hello?
Hey, earlier when y'all talk about the famous bulls, Kat said something and finished with, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if she could elaborate what exactly that means.
I'm just saying? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What that actually, okay. Kat, you wanna do that?
I think she's gone.
Oh, she went. Okay. Well, we'll have her back in just a few minutes.
I think that's a colloquialism.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's... I suppose what that is the updated version of, well, for what it's worth.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just it's you're laying it out there. Anyway, student at Boston University had to cough up $675,000 to pay for songs he illegally downloaded.
How much?
$675,000.
Wow.
Billboard.com says a jury ruled that Joel Tannenbaum owns $22,500, owes $22,500 for each of the 30 songs the Recording Industry Association of America sued him for.
How much per song?
$22,500.
That's insane.
Of course it is. Because I guarantee you, somebody listening right now has done that too.
No.
Federal appeals court, huh?
No.
Well, yeah, somebody out there. Yeah. A federal appeals court ruled that Joel was warned many times not to share songs on the internet. But since he ignored all of that, he's liable for the big money. This is the end of the line legally for Joel. Last year, the Supreme Court said they're not going to hear his appeal. So he owes it. That's
a lot of beer money.
It is a lot of beer money. It's a lot of pizza money. That obviously is going to mean that his career choices will be severely limited. His quality of life may be somewhat impacted. So now that's pretty interesting, though. I mean, if they, and I don't know who they are, and I don't know how many times they warned him, but I mean, if he was just thumbing his nose at him, that's, there should be some sort of a penalty, but I don't know. $22,500 per song? That's pretty stout. Won't be doing anything other than what do you want before I go to a commercial break? You're walking in, you seem befuddled, you seem confused, you need some headphones, or you just want to talk, or what? It's Ben Downs, the general manager here.
Ben Downs, general manager. Yeah, sorry. No, I was looking for some paperwork, and I thought it might be in here, and I apologize for interrupting the stream of consciousness and the carefully choreographed effort that you've put into this program today.
Well, actually, I had something I was going to say for you as I was going to call you later. And
well, I'm here now.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just did you hear the story we had this morning about Valentine Grimaldo from Rio Bravo?
Was that the guy that bit the head off the coral snake?
I mean, is that... Man,
I didn't know. I thought maybe he was doing a filibuster in the Texas Senate.
Yeah,
for a while.
That was or maybe she bit the head off the snake.
It could have gone either way.
That's right. Fans of Star Trek will probably start a new trek soon to Sacramento, California. That's because two streets in the California capital. I think you knew it was the capital. They have changed their name now. Next time you visit Sacramento, you can take a stroll down Klingon Court or Romulan Court.
Why in heck?
All the bad guys.
Yeah.
Starfleet isn't nice enough for them.
Michael Lee lives at the intersection, doesn't think much of it. Oh, they converge. Oh, man. He didn't even know that. He did not know that the names were references to the iconic series until the reporter told him.
Good morning, sir.
Wow.
that is the perfect guy to be living there.
Yes.
That is the perfect guy to be living there.
I don't know what. those people were doing.
Where in the hell did you come up with a name like this?
Klingon? Yeah. Good Lord. And that's something your kid did or
and
something.
I had a story about Battlestar Galactica, too.
Okay, now wait. That's serious stuff
All right, let me hit a commercial and we'll find it.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Ruffino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Ruffino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Ruffino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRuffino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
News Talk 1620 WTAWL. I can't find it, and he's gone. He's got stuff to do. Sheryl Crow is now a country act. Did you know that?
Oh, but she's been singing country music for a while.
Well, you know, it reminds me of that Alan Jackson song about gone country, you know, when your career craters and everything else, you can always come back and be a country star.
Yep.
But she's going to be on the road with Gary Allen this year.
See Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Well, but he's good.
Yeah,
yes. He's talented. I'm not sure if Sheryl Crow, well, I don't know. I just don't care for her music that much, but nonetheless.
I'm right there with you.
But so she'll be a country act.
I know what you're saying.
See how that works out. Washington State man who flew to a height of 15,000 feet in his balloon-powered lawn chair, don't we all?
Is this another one?
Yeah, says he wasn't frightened until getting stuck 40 feet up in a tree. Joe Barbara, who built the balloon chair craft in his garage and launched it last Saturday, said he remained in radio contact with his support team during the adventure, but the team lost track of his flight and the online tracking system. Yes. What?
No, I'm just back. I'm sorry.
Oh, I went running.
I didn't
think you were coming back.
I'm really sorry. You were promising me Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Did you ever watch Battlestar Cat?
No, but I was friends with some engineers from the Karate Club, and they were big time into Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, man, when Battlestar was on up here, the second Battlestar.
Wait. Engineers from the Karate Club?
Oh, it was like all engineers in there. It was mechanical engineers, electrical engineers.
Was that here?
That was at Baylor.
Oh, okay.
I drove through Waco this weekend.
Did you?
I feel like I'm simpatico somehow.
I didn't know that people who went to school at Baylor could make a fist. I thought there was a rule against
that.
I'm sorry.
You know, Scott,
they let them have dances now, too.
They do.
I wonder if they still do an Anson, if there's still no dancing in Anson.
No dancing in Anson, I'm not sure. Go ahead, Kat. What do you want to say?
Oh, it wasn't important. It was a threat.
Oh, it was a threat. Oh, okay. Now, you see, you don't know. I used to cover Baylor. I covered Baylor Athletics for 4 years.
So
I lived in
what?
Waco and did that.
That had to have been the easiest job ever.
Yeah.
You know, with what's going on in the country, the state, and my personal life, the next person who provokes me has a good chance of being thrown up on. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
There's no greater threat.
It's what vultures do.
Oh, I thought she's down a Nipcac in there.
Yeah. Stand right there for about 30 seconds.
Hang on just a
minute. Hold on.
Come a little closer, Scott. Come a little closer.
Stand right here.
Scott, report to Cat Studio. Cat Studio, please.
Stand on the yellow dot.
Why me? Why can't it be somebody else?
Stand on that unusual stain on the carpet right there.
Cyclone roller coaster.